Today's best hits, it's 102.7 Mike of the Afternoon, along with Jill. It is time now for the Water Cooler Conversations. And Jill, it may be the world's most unique bathroom in the world.
I would like to see it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people would. And as a female, you have an easier opportunity to see it because it's a woman's bathroom.
Well, excellent.
Do you like exotic fish?
Sure.
All right.
Are they swimming around in the toilets?
Kind of.
Oh, interesting.
If you don't mind hundreds of them eyeballing you while you're answering nature's call.
That might be a little awkward. I don't know.
Yeah. Just the thought of it is a little strange.
Yeah, a little bit.
Kind of looking
their little
you.
Eyeballs yeah. are strange.
Yeah, they are. Akashi, Japan has just the place for you. Hippopo, Papa, used to be famous
I'm
for its
sure
popular
that's
food.
How you say that.
I'm sure it is. Hippopo, Papa. H-I-P-O-P-O.
Hippopotamus Papa?
Yeah.
All right.
It used to be famous for its popular food until the owner decided to do something special with the women's restroom. And so here's the thing. It's technically surrounded by three sides by a giant aquarium filled with hundreds of exotic fish and a male turtle.
Oh, he just gets to hang in
right.
there.
Right. It's like, all right, here's all these
random
fish and a random male turtle.
I like that they have to tell us that it's a male.
Right. Well,
is that okay to have in a women's bathroom?
See,
I mean, come on.
This is what they said next. They said, considering this is a woman's toilet, it may be a bit weird. Yeah.
It is. All right. No, I don't like it.
Yeah. The owner reportedly spent $270,000 creating this marvel. And he did it through trial and error. That's the thing that concerns me.
Meaning?
Yeah. What was the things that went wrong?
Yeah. Dying to know the errors.
So it's an attempt to recreate the pleasant sensation of relieving yourself while swimming in the ocean. Who relieves themselves swimming in the ocean?
That's what I never would.
Really?
Huh. No, I'm kidding.
Apparently, that's a, you know.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
Nature's bathroom.
Yeah, you're supposed to feel like you're comfortable doing
I'm just
that.
I'm super weirded out by this whole idea.
Yeah.
And who was like, ooh, I have a great idea.
Right. And only for the women's toilet.
Yeah, why don't the dudes get to enjoy?
No, it's just for the women.
Do you think
they sneak in? Yes, they do.
You're I would.
Well, I tell you why. I mean, because I have the answer to that. But I also look at it and still just say, okay, it's only the women's. This guy's creepy. I mean, it makes me think, you know, it's like. All right, dude.
Yeah, and you know, fish tanks are clear on both sides. So what is it on? What's on the other side of the tank?
Yeah,
his office. What's happening over there?
Exactly. That's what would kind of creep me out.
I know it is a little odd.
And you're sitting there. I mean, I would also be creeped out thinking, is that a crack?
Is it gonna? What if it did bust?
Water you're going down
SOL,
there.
Kiddo.
Yeah, that's right.
Swimming with the fishies.
And being literally. At the same time. You know, it's like,
trying to
I'm
go to
not
bathroom.
Done. I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet.
Yeah. Panic mode. So,
all right. Well, although it's a ladies' room, the staff at Hippopo Papa will gladly show it off to male patrons as well if the cafe isn't too crowded.
Noted.
Yeah. Okay. So, hey, it's not so crowded in here today. I think maybe I could go in there.
Maybe.
Yeah. And at this point, it's like, okay, then why do you make it a restroom? Because you want to feel like you're in nature's toilet.
I know, but like, so nobody's eating at the restaurant, they're just in the bathroom the whole time.
Yeah, right. It's like, what are you giving
them?
That's
a little odd.
Send them to the bathroom like that. So,
is this at a Taco Bell?
Yeah. So, well, if you ever find yourself in Akashi, Japan, it's one of those rare places that's worth visiting just to see the bathroom. Yeah. You know, I mean, there are those places that like whenever you're on a road trip, you're like, okay, this is the place we can stop.
Like Wall Drug.
Yeah. They have a very nice bathroom. So we know that this one's okay.
Absolutely.
So, all right. There you go. Water Cooler Conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's best hits. It's 102.7.